South, back with another podcast, Studio B2. This one is going to be kind of special. It's the long-awaited grocery list episode that a few people have been asking us to do.
I don't know why it's taking us this long.
Because it has. Because of snow and kitchens and just time and life.
Time and life, huh?
Time and life.
Life and health.
Life and health. Life and time, time and life. So what's up? How's everybody been?
Wonderful.
Dandy. Wonderful, except for the winter weather warning.
Yeah.
Tim, I'm starting to think you're suffering from like seasonal affect disorder.
I am. Spring, come baby, come. I am so ready.
To get to him.
I am so ready to get walking outside and get back to a routine. Oh my God, I'm so
sorry,
excited.
We were just talking about how you were missing your walks the other day.
Oh, Lord, I'm so missing it.
Missing the walk, huh?
Oh, yeah. I want my Sunday walks back through the park.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was funny the other day when I asked you if you're going to start running, like whenever you get down to what you want to get down to, start running. You're like, I may not run. I just like walking so much.
I do. I like walking.
I bet you get back to running, you'll enjoy that just as much.
Yeah, I got a long ways to go.
What did you run when you were younger, like when you did track? Like, what events did you do?
Distance.
That's why he likes walking so much.
Did you do cross country too?
I mean, I did it, but I didn't do it.
Yeah. He's just out there.
Just out there.
Just out,
just out there enjoying himself.
Yeah.
Was it a competitive thing?
No. Because there was no competitive nature at all. I mean, it was... Oof. I didn't even run in any of the races. I wasn't even on the team. I kind of just helped out. But I kind of practiced with them. And
good exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cool.
It was fun.
It was fun. I like the people. Friends. A lot of friends.
There you go.
Cool beans. All right, so.
I did the open workout. Well, part of it.
You did it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Today, just now.
All right, good.
How'd that go?
Not too bad.
Good.
First part of it.
Now you're just doing it just because you're not actually doing it.
Yeah, and I didn't take it extremely serious, but to test it out.
Gotcha.
I'm not getting caught up in this with you.
You said you were going to do it.
No, when did I say that?
You said if I did it, you would do
I
it.
I said if you signed up, I would sign up and we just go straight. Like, kind of the
I did it, you would do it.
I'm
got to beat four rounds.
That would be easy.
It would be easy. I took my time. We just ate a big, large lunch, and I was... didn't want a trash can, so
yeah, I probably won't do it. I might do it later on in the year when I start doing less stuff again. Right now, I'm kind of just taking it. I'm taking it.
He's taking it, Thomas.
Because that makes sense. I know what I'm doing, but I guess we can talk about that whenever we get down to the grocery receipts and why we shop the way we shop and why we eat the way we eat personally, because all three of us kind of do things a little differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm failing on the exercising side.
We're not talking about exercise today.
Huge failure over here.
I am.
Huge failure.
Look, I didn't do much at all this week.
And?
What about it?
What about it? Exactly.
Yeah. It happens.
I wanted to. My brain just, wasn't
it happens,
there.
Man. You get into this little funk. You've been busy the last couple weeks. And it
freaking winter funk.
It's the winter funk. It's the snow funk.
No, it's March.
The ice funk.
Well, it's not March yet, but it will be March. When you're listening to this, it is going to be March.
We'll say the 28th.
Yeah.
Today's the 28th.
But yeah. It happens. It happened
it
to me.
Does.
It happened to me over the past almost year. It was like two times a week.
I know, but
at
I can't go back to where I was.
You
and I'm not going to.
Yeah. You're not going
I
to.
Know.
Yeah.
What? And I'm not eating bad.
No. So speaking of eating and this whole grocery receipt thing, I know you didn't. See, you haven't been in a grocery store in a couple of weeks.
But I can still talk about what I did.
You can still talk about, yeah, you can still talk about what you did.
Because I had food here. I froze frozen meats and...
Or even ideally what you want to do for your
own
self.
Well, let's start with that. You didn't go to the grocery store for 2 weeks. Why not?
Because I had stockpiles of food here in the freezer and pantry that I'm just trying to...
clear out.
Before it goes bad.
Okay, so what kind of stuff did you eat?
This week I've done pork chops and chicken and steak.
Any veggies?
Oh, yeah. Tons of veggies. I have a full drawer. Cody can contest. It's a whole drawer side of
frozen
vegetables.
Just frozen vegetables.
Yeah, but I mean, it is. I mean, it's...
What? Okay, so your stockpile came from buying in bulk?
Yeah. I mean, I buy... When I usually go to the... I mean, don't get wrong. There's little trips I go to the grocery store. But a lot of the times, I'll do like a $200, $250 bulk buy.
And it'll last you a month?
Yeah, but that's, I don't normally do a lot of meats with that. Like, the meats are usually what I buy, like, weekly.
Yeah,
kind of. But that's usually, like that bulk one's, like, my stuff for the pantry or frozen vegetables. Or stuff that's perishable, I usually buy, try to buy weekly. I just haven't been.
What stuff do you buy for the pantry that's perishable?
Rice, which I don't do a lot, but rice,
takes a good while for that to go bad, though.
Yeah. Seasonings. I don't know. Stuff you're not supposed to eat.
Stuff you're not supposed to eat.
But not a lot of that anymore.
Everybody buys it.
Yeah. You know.
It's all right. So $200, $250 for a month. If you eat healthy, you get on your healthy kick in a week, how much
honestly,
do you spend?
It doesn't. Oh, in a week? I probably spend about $80 a week. No, probably like $50.
$50 a week for just you, yourself, and yeah.
Yeah, me, myself, and I.
There we go.
But that's for lunches and dinners.
Right. So, and breakfast too, kind of too, right?
I'm horrible breakfast, man.
So you intermittent fast unintentionally.
No, no.
$50 a week, 4 weeks, $200 a month. Mm-hmm. Is that right, math?
Yeah.
It's not bad at all. People think it's expensive.
It's cheaper than eating out. It's cheaper than eating out every day for a $10 lunch every day.
It is a lot cheaper, especially if you like really break it down to like cost per meal. Because you were talking about buying like, and this is a hypothetical situation. You started comparing the McDonald's dollar menu to stuff, getting like a loaf of bread, some lunch meat, and then what'd you say, like cheese and maybe some mayonnaise if yeah. you really wanted that.
Everybody has mayonnaise and mustard in the refrigerator.
And then just put that together on a sandwich. And then how many sandwiches do you have? Let's say 10. And the cost of that is a lot cheaper than going out and buying a few things off the dollar menu, even if it's like once or twice a week.
It's a mindset. It's a perception thing. Trust me, I still have it every time I go to the grocery store. Oh my God, I just spent $50, $60 on food.
But yeah. you don't realize you're doing like.
Well, you real you know, but then you're like, oh, that's so much money. Well, to me, it is
more
but,
than.
But when
one meal,
right? But $10 at a time just flies out, and you yeah. don't even care. And you're like, oh my God, I just spent $100 this week on food.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really think about that. Like, if you have zero food in your house at all, if we take everything away. And you start going out to restaurants and doing that stuff. Imagine how fast that would add up.
Adds up really fast.
Sounds like an experiment that we can do.
I'm not eating out every day.
While we're at the beach.
Oh, I'll say.
For softball.
I was going to say, yeah.
We can do that. Because I got to keep receipts anyway. I might do that.
Do that and then report back in 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, when we get back.
When they get back.
It'll be 2 weeks. All right, break down your receipt.
Break down my receipt?
Go code.
All right, so... Since everyone tells me it is too expensive to save money and buy groceries, I decided to compile this list. So I've spent, and actually I'm not even going to tell you what I spent first. So I bought 1.5 pounds of steak, 2.5 pounds of chicken, 1 pound of pork chops, and just over 1 pound of sausage, along with some rice, 5 pound bag of potatoes, some bananas, and a bag of kale. And I think that's it. How much do you think I spent? It's like playing the Price is Right.
$65.12.
Tim, you want to take a stab at this?
Like $45.
My exact total with tax came to $28.37.
See, even I have the wrong.
Yeah, it came to $28.37, and like it's that's honest.
Well, you buy a lot of the discounted meat.
I do that, and right. I mean, mm-hmm. like, there's nothing wrong with
nothing wrong with that.
Even if it's like something on sale, some of that meat was on sale too. And the other parts of it was discounted, and it was the stuff that had just been like put out like that day, so they're trying to get rid of it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's really not that hard to do that.
So do you freeze it if you don't eat it?
No, he cooks it all
right
away. I
cook it all in one day, and I still have some stuff upstairs in the fridge. I think I have some pork chops left and, like, a piece of steak. From this past week, two bananas and some potatoes. Well, I still got the big bag of potatoes.
Did you spend any money out to eat at any point this week?
This week, other than last night. Last night I did because I wasn't home. Last night I did, and then.
Didn't you go to Hempen Hill? Or was that the week
that
before?
That was the week before.
Okay.
I don't think I did this week.
Time flies. So $28. So basically $30 for a week.
Yeah.
Of healthy food.
Oh, nothing, and I bought frozen veggies too. I forgot about those.
Nothing you said on there was bad.
A couple bags of frozen veggies or like 3 bags of frozen veggies.
Yeah, but question.
What?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner or just lunch and dinner?
Breakfast. All of that?
Yeah.
It's breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, you already had breakfast. Because
I had eggs.
Yeah.
I went out a couple weeks ago and got like 5 dozen eggs. And then yeah. Tim comes in the house.
There's still plenty of eggs in my refrigerator.
I was like, yeah, you know, I went and got some groceries. Why the hell do you need that many eggs? And I was like, I'm going to eat them all. He goes, how many are in there? And I told him 5 dozen. He just walks away from me and just shakes his head. But, I mean, honestly, I did the math on it, and it was a little bit cheaper than me going out and buying 5 dozen eggs, like a dozen a week, and then, like, consecutively. it's a tad bit cheaper, and it's just convenient. And I happened to be in that area. I was at Walmart.
There you go. Yeah. As long as you can buy in bulk, you're always going to save a little bit of cash.
Yeah. And the thing about this, it's really not hard for me because of the fact that, like, all the veggies and the kale and stuff usually last. And actually, I lied. I did go and get a salad one day this week and some fruit from, like, a salad bar. That was the only other
time. And now it costs, like, $6.
Yeah, $6-$7.
That wasn't bad. But other than that, like, this is really simple for me because of the fact that, like, I've been, like, carb backloading. So, like, I don't really eat any of my carbs until after I work out. It's, like, the potatoes and the rice and, like, the bananas are post-workout and dinner, and that's pretty much it. But everything else, like, the kale and the vegetables, like, kale and vegetables will be for, like, breakfast and lunch. And then even something in between, like a piece of, like the salad bar, when I got fruit, it was, like, pineapples and, like, low GI stuff. So it wasn't, like, terrible.
Sweet.
Right. So basically what you're saying is, now, granted, that's a really good bill, but anywhere between $25 and $50 a week you can get.
For one person.
For one person.
You can eat.
You can eat plenty.
And let's say this. If you go out to eat one time a day at a restaurant like Ruby Tuesdays or something, if it's a local restaurant, with tip, you're probably going to spend anywhere between, let's say, $8 to $14, $15. So let's say you do the math and let, even if you take the low end, that's one meal a day, $8, it's $40.
Right. I'm going out to dinner tonight, and I'm pretty much figuring I'm going to spend between $10 and $15.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
Did you say Ruby Tuesday?
I did say Ruby Tuesday.
I haven't been there in a while.
I haven't either.
That's a great salad bar.
It is a good salad bar.
It just made me think about that.
But no, even if you do that math, like $40 in a week to eat five meals, this is one meal a day, and you're spending $40, and I just spent $30, and I can eat.
You're getting three meals a day.
Yeah, and I can get even more than that if I really wanted to.
Bounce, wow, wow.
Bow, wow. That's honestly, it's not that hard.
Nah.
All right, what about you?
All right, so we're going for two people here, and we've been in the well,
heard kitchen of, crisis.
Yeah, the kitchen crisis. Our countertops are on. Everything's in place. Jason's hooking up the dishwasher tomorrow. So we're going to clean dishes. Dishes are going to be in by Monday. Backsplash is coming Monday, Tuesday. We should be set on Wednesday.
The way he's like, he's I'm almost so like excited. Promoting this.
I am.
He's so excited.
All right, I'm going to do the math as I go through this. So this is me and Sarah. We get the box of it's not spinach. What's the mixed greens?
Like spring mix.
And that's the organic kind. We go to Martin's. It's just easy for us. So that's $6.99. Then we get bananas. You said it's about
50 cents a pound. Well, Wegmans, it was like 49 cents a pound, but I spent on this for
60 cents a pound.
So like one of those little bushels of like five. How much is that typically?
Probably like $3.
$3. Okay, let's say it's $3.
Not that much.
I'm thinking of a big bushel for two.
I do get a lot of bananas a lot.
Yeah.
Like,
so
well,
three
she
bucks.
Doesn't eat. I eat like.
Even if
eight
it is
bananas
$3,
a week.
It doesn't
$3.
Matter.
$3.
All right, and then we get the bag of oranges or like the blood oranges. Y'all had the blood oranges. They're really tasty. Those are like, we're just going to go expensive side. The Halos cost $4.99. The blood oranges cost $3.99 sometimes. And then sometimes we'll get stuff for the salad. So the one week we got hummus. So we got cauliflower and broccoli already cut up. And that's like, we'll just say $3.99 for that. And so then we got carrots, bag of carrots, $3.99. And then we got hummus, which was 2 for $7. We kind of looked for the deals with that. And then what else did I say a second ago? Yogurt. We get 10 for 10. We've been doing Greek yogurt because we have a refrigerator and there's nowhere to cook anything. So in the mornings, we'll just take Greek yogurt with us. So that's $10 there.
Didn't you say something about turkey?
So this past week, we got a pound of turkey. We got a pound that lasted us through, I think, Wednesday or Thursday. And Sarah went and got, did you get another pound? Another pound on Wednesday. So 2 pounds. So that's $18, $9.99 a piece, $19, let's say. So then what we did for lunch this week with the turkey and the mixed greens, I just took the turkey and made, like, rolls. Like, I take a bunch of lettuce, spring mix, stick it inside a turkey, roll it up, and eat like that.
Almost like a wrap.
Yeah, like a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
I got dark chocolate. Always get that. It's 2 for $5. Two of those. One actually lasts me a week, so let's do $2.50. And then we have bags of almonds, so we'll usually snacks on almonds. One of those bags will last longer than a week, but they're like, what is a bag of almonds at Walmart now?
The big bags?
Yeah.
They're like $10.
No, not that big.
Oh, not the real big bags.
How big of a big? How much?
Like the natural raw almonds.
So like
$6,
$6.99,
right? And then, is there anything else I'm missing over there? What else do you snack on in the mornings? Triscuits. All right, so let's put in your Triscuits. How much were those Triscuits that you just had to have? We don't normally do Triscuits, but for that week, you just whatever for whatever reason.
Sometimes you got to.
Sometimes you got to. It's not going to kill you if you do a box of Triscuits every now and then. I'm trying to think what else. The carrots and hummus. So literally what we would do is what I would do personally, and she was a little bit behind me, but I would do Greek yogurt and orange and a banana for breakfast. Lunch would be, snack would be dark chocolate. Lunch would be wrapped in turkey with some lettuce. And then I would do a protein shake after working out. Then we'd go home. For whatever reason, I haven't been extremely hungry, so then we'd go home and eat carrots and hummus and any broccoli or cauliflower left over. So total, $71.44 for two people. Yep, about what we spend every week. Between, now, between, depending on the week, $70 to $90. Now,
It'll be a little bit more when you get your kitchen back, though, when you buy other stuff.
Kind of, yes.
A little bit, but I'm not talking a lot more.
Right, it'll be probably closer to $90 or $100. We never, ever go over like $110, ever. Yeah, unless we're having people over.
That's different.
Now, right. For dinner this week, we've done carrots and hummus, but like there'll be nights too we'll go over to a parent's and maybe eat something there. Mm-hmm. So I mean that's really the extent of it. So between, let's say kitchen wise, between $80 and $100 every week, which adds up. Yeah, once we start getting bacon, I'll get my eggs, sweet potatoes,
right,
that kind of stuff. Actually, I did get a sweet potatoes past week, but those are next to nothing. So easy. It's easy to do. It's even easier to eat out, but it's easy to do as long as you have time to prepare and cook your food.
That's the hardest thing sometimes. It is. I mean, for everybody.
Prep? Oh, yeah.
It is, because you got to make time to do the prep.
Yeah, you dig it. It's a little
because some people, you know, work 9-10 hours a day, and they don't want to come home.
Trust me.
Well, and they go to... No, I'm... But I'm just... Yeah.
I know.
And then you go to the gym.
Trust me. 12 hours, 13 hours. The past 2 months, it's been 13, 14-hour days.
Hey, I'm not disagreeing with you.
And you got it, too. It's just a matter of making the time when you get home.
It is. And that's what I'm trying to tell people. You just got to make that time because, trust me, it pays off.
The stress and making the time to do that is a lot less in the long term than when you go out to eat and at the end of the month you're looking back at your bill going, how in the hell did I spend this much money?
Yep.
And then you look at all the restaurants that you
yep,
you're right.
Speaking of prep, like I don't know how long it probably took me about an hour, just over an hour, to cook all that food. So if you have like a Sunday night or something, that's where like I found that a lot of people do a lot of prep. Like Johnny does his all on Sunday. I know, like, Skretzky does hers on, like, a Monday, but it was something I suggested, like, Kimberly, who comes in, was talking about, like, going grocery shopping, eating all this food, and I gave her suggestions, and she was saying that her son's, like, getting really into this stuff, and I'm like, well, why don't you take your kids on, like, a Sunday, and they can cook food with you?
Yeah.
It'll be, like, a fun little family event, and then get them involved, and it'll just be, like, a good little time.
Absolutely. That's the best thing you can do, really. When do you do yours? Sunday? Well, you haven't done it, but when you have time.
I like to do it Sundays. When I get back into the rhythm, it'll be Sundays.
Generally, what we do, like you're saying, Sundays, and then middle of the week, depending on how long the food lasts, so like Wednesday or Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, it'll go up to Wednesday, and then Wednesday we'll cook again, and it'll last us Thursday and Friday. So then Saturday, it's always with family or you guys are hanging out or doing something, which is what you need to do. You know, you need to have that social time, too.
Now, my food prep is mainly for lunches only, because I like to come home
and cook.
I like to come home and cook supper.
Right.
but I plan those out so it's not an hour and an hour and a half.
Right. You cook it in 20, 30 minutes, sit down, enjoy your food.
But I enjoy that.
Right.
Yeah, I enjoy doing that. I like coming home. It's actually a stress reliever for me to sit there and cook in the
kitchen. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm 100% with you on that. I'd like to get to doing that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You just cooked for the whole week one time.
Yes and no. So I'll make like the majority of the stuff like in the beginning of the week. But like sometimes I don't really like leaving stuff in the fridge for so long. So like something simple, if I just want to cook some thin steaks, it won't take very long to make those. But the potatoes, obviously, I'm not going to cook those like in advance. I can just do that real quick. But even then, it takes less than 30 minutes to do that.
Right.
And when, the majority of my stuff is done.
And when grilling season comes in, baby.
Oh, I can't wait.
I haven't believed. Now I'm thinking about this now ever since you've been talking about spring and like.
Tim's
like a grilling like obsessor.
I love to grill. I'm excited.
Well, you got that nice grill now, too.
I know. I went to use it actually in the winter, and it's froze up. It wasn't working. Yeah. I was mad.
Well, I mean, I think that tackles it. If that's not enough proof for you, then I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
I mean, we go to Martin's. I know Martin's is a little on the pricier end than, say, like...
Not always. I think Food Line's more on the pricier end sometimes. Really? It just depends on what you're getting.
And we always look for the sales, mm-hmm. like two for whatever, or on dollar off or $2 off. Right.
And remember, you don't always have to get a name brand something. Sometimes the generic stuff for certain things is just fine.
Yes.
You don't always have to get the name brand. And also, like we've all been saying here, we're not saying you have to eat in every meal. You got to treat yourself every once in a while. We're not saying don't ever eat out. Yeah. We're just saying don't do it every day for lunch and dinner. I know people that do that. They know people that do that. I don't know how they survive.
But no, it's just a friendly suggestion. Help you save some money. Help you kind of do some things on the healthier side of life. But yeah, we do enjoy our time out whenever we get together and go eat or just do something on the fly. We're not saying that we're robots. Tim's doing the robot.
Well, if y'all have any other questions, I mean, feel free
to let
post
us know
on your page. Let us know on how can they comment on stuff? Social media.
As just usual. Get us on social media.
Easiest
Facebook,
place to do it.
Twitter, Instagram.
And we can. I mean, you should. I don't know if we can take a picture of that and post it. You should do that when you send out the podcast. Cote is. Post a picture of your receipt as well, just so people know you're not lying.
That's cool. I'll put it up on Instagram later.
Something like that.
Gram it.
Put it on the grams.
On the grams. All right.
Gram it.
It's been real.
It's been real.
It's time to log this thing off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be here for next week? Because we're leaving Sunday. We're going to get it done in between.
If not, him and I can do it, or we can postpone, or we can wait. We'll let you
guys
know.
We'll get one in like Friday night or something.
We'll figure it out.
It'll
get done.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, hey, thanks for listening. Hopefully that helps you out. Again, if you have any questions on food, we always love to talk about food because we love food. So let us know. And, until next time, peace out.